Impromptune acknowledges that this podcast is recorded on the traditional lands of the Boonwurrung peoples of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to elders past, present, and emerging, and celebrate their enduring connections to country, knowledge, and stories.
Impromptune, 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 impromptune.
Do you hear the people improvise?
Improvising!
Good people of the world, thanks for tuning in to Impromptunes, the completely improvised musical podcast. Now here they are, the cast of Impromptunes.
Yes! Hello, everybody. How are you today? David looked at me with a bit of confusion, but I just wanted to give you some time because you are such an amazing keyboardist slash piano player that I felt that the people needed to be able to hear your tunes unbastardized with my voice. Hello and welcome to Impromptunes.
Morgan will probably cut it.
Morgan, please don't cut that. Welcome to Impromptunes, the completely improvised musical, the podcast. This is Brenna coming through and joined in the studio today. I have the pleasure of being joined, not for the first podcast, but for the first time we've ever done a podcast together, is Steph Baser.
Hello.
Hi, Steph. Hi.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. I'm so, so excited to be doing a podcast with you. I've heard your wonderful work on a previous Impromptunes podcast.
Wow.
That's
fan
so nice.
Become castmate.
I know.
Any quotes? Any, like, hilarious quotes? It's all right. We don't have time.
What's the favorite thing you've ever heard me say?
When you went Ernesto, when you played the bee queen
Oh, good on you.
Wonderful.
Is that a while ago? When
yeah,
was that?
That was with Josh Burton, who hasn't done a podcast in a long time.
Been swatting it up in Europe.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, thank you for having an answer for that. I was
wonderful.
Just being a jerk. But
it was
no,
great.
You're very
loved
sweet.
It.
Thank you so much. And of course, the other voice in the studio is Emmett Nicol.
Hello, everybody. It's me.
Hi, Emmett. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Back at the school gear. I had a really long day today setting up my new classroom, which is upstairs. We've got a lot of natural light.
Nice.
So I'm very happy.
That's great. Do you have any particular inspiring posters or
you know what?
You put up on the
it's
wall?
A great question. I do. I've got this framed card, and it says stuff like, be the you you want to be. If you don't like your job, quit it. Dance like everyone's watching and all this stuff.
Yeah.
That was in my classroom when I first got there 8 years ago.
Wow.
And I've just lugged it around from class to class because I feel like,
Does it still have that effect or is it?
No, I don't even look at it.
Noise,
no one's ever looked at it or commented on it or anything. But I don't know. I've got this thing about throwing away other people's stuff.
Okay,
I feel weird about it.
But do you feel like it's been gifted to you and you can't get rid of it or you just attach to it?
I think it's more that it's the only kind of inspirational thing that's in my classroom. The rest are these are the rules. No.
You're certainly not an inspirational thing in your own classroom.
I don't know if it finds my career is a failure. I'm a teacher, by the way. I don't know if it's it feels wrong to throw something like that out. I don't know. How about you guys?
Okay.
Have you ever thrown away an inspiring poster or
I've never owned an inspiring poster.
Good for you. That was a check.
It's more that if something's been gifted to me, I don't feel like I can throw it out. There's a certain period of time that I have to reach before I can even think about throwing it.
Do you pretend to use it or just kind of put it away and then just time it out?
Yeah. Well, it depends on the gift.
Yeah.
If it's something that I absolutely will not use, I will pretend to use it.
Yeah, right.
What does
the pretense look like? Give us some more details and name who gave you the gift.
In explicit detail. I don't know, if it's a piece of jewelry that I love that you thought of that.
Yeah.
I will never wear
that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you pretend? What do you do?
I will wear it to one event.
Yes,
that
where
I know
that person
is attending.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, that's not
very clever.
Yeah. Will you re-gift it?
I don't know, possibly.
Yeah.
But if it's a really specific.
Yeah, you don't want to be caught out.
If it says Steph Baser.
Yeah, from Tiffany.
Best friend.
probably can't.
So would you post, say, an Instagram pic and be oh my God, great gift, tag, what's her name or whatever? Or is that too public?
I don't know. I'm not really a social media girl.
What about you, Brenna? Would you do a token sort of post to be hey, world, I love this gift.
Not really a post. Whenever you get jewellery, you always need to put it on straight away.
Right.
To be I like it.
Yes.
Even if you don't.
Yeah.
This I do.
Because if you don't, they're just watching you. They're like, prove it.
Yeah.
Put it on.
You just close the box again, like Pretty Woman.
Yeah. And rewrap it.
Yeah, rewrap it. And give it back to the same
your
person.
Your necklace is a really cute little...
Thank you all. My
I
best
gave it
my...
to her.
This is my my beautiful doggy passed away about a month ago, and my best friend got me a necklace that says Lola, so I can always wear her close to my heart. I know, it's so thoughtful, and genuinely I was like, I love this and I do wear this all the time, and I put it on as soon as she gave it to me. But there have definitely been times when I've been like, ooh, a choker or something like that. Yeah. I'm like, what part of me says I love
chokers?
But
maybe you liked it 10 years ago, right?
Sure.
Like that happened to me recently where I got a gift that I would have loved 10 years ago.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, man, this is like bang on.
What was it?
I don't want to say. It was from David P. to celebrate David our 10-year friendship anniversary.
Speaking of David P., he is here with us in the studio on the keys doing a stunning job as per usual. We love having David P. here. Ooh, it's beautiful. It's like there's fairies dancing on the keys. And of course, we couldn't.
Bit loaded, Brenna.
You are the ones reading into that. Not me. That's
also
on you.
David.
Not me. That's on you too. That's on you too. Not me. And on tech, we've got the fabulous Tilly Legg. Tekken for
tech
the first
debut.
Time.
Tech
debut.
Soft launch into the pod.
We were like, yeah, here's the hardest job.
Yeah, it actually is.
Actually making up the podcast is the hard part. No, teching is the hardest part. So baptism by fire for you today, Tilly, but you're doing a grand old job.
I'm fantastic. Guessing that Morgan's job is slightly harder, the editor of the pod, so I am going to shout out to him and all the work he's done.
Shout out to Morgan.
We've received two best comedy nominations in the Australian Podcast Awards.
Yeah, but we haven't won one yet. So Morgan, lift your game.
But we did just win our first ever award for Bad Prov, our late night show in Perth Fringe. So hopefully that'll come to a city near you. No current shows planned.
I'm shocked that it was that. That was our first. I feel like Impromptu is so solid.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, Bad Prov's great, but we're still breaking in Bad Prov. I feel like, come on, Impromptu should win the weekly award.
I don't know if there's like, oh, you've been around too long, so you don't get, you're not eligible anymore.
Oh,
Tilly's nodding. I don't know if it's in agreement or just politeness.
Yeah.
Okay. Tilly's saying they want to promote new, fresh stuff. I think she doesn't realise yet she doesn't have a microphone and this is an audio.
Bad Prov was actually the first show of Impromptu.
Oh, yeah, that's
that
right.
I saw. Yeah, the first show of Impromptu that I actually saw was like 2 days ago or 3 days ago.
Bit of a massive contrast between Bad Prov and our improvised musicals.
Well, you haven't seen Impromptu till Friday.
Oh, not in like a full performance.
Wow, funny
scenario.
We just performed at the Alex in our monthly show.
We had to screen him more before we auditioned.
I know. Yeah, and Chelsea too, right? She hadn't seen it either.
Possibly, yeah. I don't know.
She hadn't seen it.
More the reverse. I'm like, wouldn't you screen us by like figuring out what you were auditioning for?
I knew what I was auditioning for. I'm saying it.
Well, you're in now and there's no escape.
No escape.
One of us.
Love it.
Well, speaking of one of us, let's get a musical cracking, shall we?
I'm going to
reach into the pot of gold and withdraw a title for today.
Ooh. Here we go.
What's it going to be? Stars by Kirsty Wiig. I wonder if she's related to Kristen Wiig.
She suggests a lot of shows, and that comes up every time.
Thanks, Kirsty Wiig, who reached out via Facebook, and so we were going to do a musical called Stars.
Love it.
Today,
right? Also a great song from Les Mis, if anyone knows that.
A great song from Simply Red, also.
Sure. I'm sure you're telling the truth.
No,
I probably have.
I am always aging myself. Okay, well then, in that case, the first, last and only time Impromptunes presents Stars, the musical.
Years ago it began. There was an event called the Big Biggest Bang. Then again, that's how life began to start. where the universe found its beating heart.
400 million years ago, it was dark. 400 million years ago, there was a spark. The night sky lit up with all the stars.
And the little fish that lived in the sea, they grew some legs and traversed the land. And then they grew and grew and grew and grew. And then dinosaurs were in command.
Evolution. It is life's one solution. Evolution. It's the solution of them all. Evolution. It is life's one solution. Evolution. It birthed them all. Evolution. It is life's one solution. Evolution. It birthed them all. Evolution. It is life's one solution. Evolution. It birthed them all. It birthed them all.
Then man, he came out of the cave, looking for a saber-toothed tiger. And while he was looking for some prey, the man he invented fire.
The civilizations grew from the bottom to the top.
Yeah, those planets, they were born from the dust of the ages. And those cities, they will never stop. Evolution, it is life's one solution. Evolution, it'll birth them all. Evolution,
evolution,
it is life's one solution. Evolution, it birth them all. And when man was bored of buildings, they looked up into the stars. And they wondered, could we build something that will get us that far?
And they looked into their hearts, and they reached into their pocket, and they pulled out their spanners, and they
built a rocket. Evolution. It is life's one solution. Evolution. It birthed them all. Evolution. It is life's one solution. Evolution. Evolution. Evolution.
Congratulations again to the Russians. And they beat us again in the space race. I get it.
God damn it!
When is it going to be time for the Australians?
The Australian. National Aeronautic Space Australia.
Oh. NASA.
NASA! NASA! NASA!
And you've got to throw a shaka when you say it.
Oh, of course you do, Dazza.
Every time. I know, Bazza.
Bazza and Dazza and NASA.
NASA! I just can't believe that we missed the boat again.
I know. And by boat, we were way off because they built a rocket again.
Oh, God, yeah. We should have checked out the blueprints.
I think the boat's coming along great. The space sea craft.
Oh, it's great.
I mean, what is air if not slightly less dense water?
Yeah, and look, I've got high hopes for this submersible that we're making.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, we want
to... Subspace submersible.
Subspace submersible. Well, we want to go... We don't want to plummet to the depths of the sea. We want to go to the depths of the sky.
You know what the problem is, Dazza?
What's that, Dazza?
Because we're an island nation, we think about everything in relation to water.
Yeah.
Look what's in your glass.
Oh, my God.
Beer, and that's 90% water.
90% water, 10% hops.
Maybe drinking on the job isn't helping either,
but I also don't think that that's helping, Basil.
Yeah.
Well, what can we do then? If we're not going to beat the Russians in the space race and we're still tinkering with the submarine, what can we do to put Australia on the map?
I think we need to be the first person to build a robot in space.
What?
Like, not build it on Earth and bring it into space. Like, collect sort of materials from nearby planets and fuse them together into a robot.
Bazza, that's... You reinventing the wheel here, mate.
And we download all of Earth's memories, like all the great politicians, you know.
Bob Hawke, Paul Keating.
Sir Robert Menzies.
Yeah.
Pauline Hanson.
Well,
we can maybe be a bit selective about that. And we put all the greatest Australian minds, bloody Farnsie. Barnsley.
Oh, yeah. Johnny Diesel.
Absolutely. And Simply Red.
Simply Red. Not Australian, but still, we'll make exceptions.
We'll chuck him on there.
For a handsome man like Mick Hucknall, we'll make that exception.
Mick Hubba Hubba, more like it.
Exactly.
Oh, and we can use the Hubba Hubble.
We can
Our
too.
Sexy telescope that wasn't quite as good as the Hubble.
I know, that sexy telescope with a big pair of boobs.
Boobies, the booby knobs.
Yeah.
Twist one nipple to the left, magnifies, one to the right, demagnifies. Nice one, Baza.
Well, what's this robot going to do in space, though, Baza?
I don't know. I was just spitballing.
Oh, well, it was a great
I was thinking
spitball.
Maybe it could be like an international pioneer, sort of like the Australian ambassador to the universe.
I love that. I mean, think about it, Baza. We've got the big pineapple, the big banana,
the big
rocking horse, and now we're going to have
the big ambassador.
Robot.
Yeah.
Robot ambassador.
Because, you know, Australians are well known for being globally friendly.
Yeah, look at Hugh Jackman.
Look at our relationship with immigrants. We're such a friendly nation.
Famously friendly.
Every time we go overseas, people say, g'day. Do you know what it means?
It means, good on you, mate. I'm going to make your day.
That's right.
Because I'm so friendly.
And I think we do. And I think, you know, people are worried about 2012. And the destruction of the Earth. And that passed. Obviously, we're fine.
And people were worried about the millennium bug.
But we're fine.
We're fine.
But people are still a bit worried about this doomsday alien Armageddon.
Yeah.
I just feel like with an Australian ambassador, we'd be safe.
Yeah. Like protecting our skies, protecting the Earth.
Yeah. Imagine if an American or a Ruski greeted the aliens. They'd be like, we have the right to bear arms, or I'm taking that back from you.
Yeah, you're right. It would leave the wrong impression on the aliens, and then they'd for sure invade Earth. But
that's
I think
it.
Australian ambassador robot would be the best way to, well, welcome any aliens to our universe.
Man, I'm proud to be Aussie.
I'm proud to be Aussie too, Baza.
When you're a true blue dinkum effin' Aussie kind of bloke, you can greet your friend with a fuck off, and he knows it's just a joke. When you're a true blue Aussie, people always have a laugh. We've got the gift of the gab, and we drink beer till we buff. I am, you are, we are Australian. I am, you are, nice to all the aliens. I am, you are, we are Australian. I am, you are, the perfect ambassador for aliens.
God, that's beautiful. Brings a tear to my eye.
Me too, mate.
You should write that and send it off to Triple M so people can hear it in their cars.
I got more. When you're a true blue dinkum kind of Aussie kind of lark, you can go into the water and punch the face of a shark. When you're a true blue Aussie, you're as happy as can be, especially when you're quaffing down six pack of VB. When you're a true blue Aussie, yeah, everyone is cool. If you're a true blue Aussie, then just fuck off, cause we're full. You're a true blue Aussie. Yeah, we are kind, that's kind. You're a true blue Aussie. I know that in my mind. I am, you are, we are Australians. I am, you are, nice to all the aliens. I am, you are, we are Australians. You are child chorus. I am you are, nice to our Australians. I am you are, nice to all the aliens. I am you are, we are Australians. I am you are, the perfect ambassador for aliens.
Have a VB, mate. That was great.
Already bloody dead!
Nadia.
Yes, Boris.
My closest comrade.
Da.
Our mission was successful to bug the Australians and their talk.
Yes, the stupid Australians. We just put a little listening devices on their thongs.
Yes. And you know what I heard?
What did you hear?
They want to build a space robot to talk to aliens.
I spit on that idea.
You've always been such a great spitter, Nadia.
I really have. You know that I was going to compete in the Spit Olympics?
Oh my goodness. You would have won. You would have won. You are especially good at expectorating.
Were it not for that bee sting on my lip?
Oh, that bee sting.
That damn bee sting!
Again, I do apologize.
And
those
you know
my
who
bees.
Got me that bee sting? No, no, no. It wasn't you. It was that Australian boyfriend that you had. Got you into beekeeping, conservation.
Oh my god.
And then when you invite me around, I get stung on the lips by a bee.
Oh my goodness.
I hate all Australians ever since that day.
Of course. Well, we must avenge you, Nadia. And the fact that you did not get to compete in the Spitting Olympics.
Yeah.
We must sabotage the Australians' attempt at building
my
a robot.
My thoughts, exactly.
Yes.
Oh, but maybe we should wait for them to make the robot.
I love that plan, Nadia. How long do you think it take for Australian to build robot?
Well, knowing Australian labourers, they will say 6 weeks, it won't be done for 6 months.
Six months.
Mate, could you pass me the bloody 3 1/4-inch spanner?
Yeah, mate, no worries, here it is.
Oh, sorry, I meant the 1 1/8-inch bloody imperial system.
Oh, no, mate, gotta go down to Bunnings to get it.
Oh, you see... See what we mean, my goodness.
Incompetent fools.
Incompetent Australians.
Oh, imagine if you had a bird that would laugh.
Ha!
Imagine if you had a little bouncy thing with a pouch. Imagine if you had a ringtail possum in your roof. Imagine if you had a spiky little mammal make you ouch.
Ugh! Imagine if you had a little rabbit. Ugh! Imagine if you had a little Joey Bounce. Imagine if you had a little echidna. Imagine if you had a little wombat. Ugh.
Oh, Australia, you have no culture. Australia, what are you? Australia, you have no culture, so go get in your kangaroo. Australia, you have no culture. Australia, what are you? Australia, you have no culture, so go get in your kangaroo.
Oh, they do not even have a good cuisine. Ooh, they've got the blandest food you've ever tasted or seen.
I know, Boris. In fact, there is something I must warn. They drink their soups warm.
Oh,
disgusting!
No.
Oh,
Australia, you have no culture. Australia, what are you? Australia, you have no culture. So go get in your kangaroo. Australia, you have no culture. Australia, what are you? Australia, you have no culture. So go get in your kangaroo.
Imagine making a hero out of a man who says crikey and then goes and gets himself killed by one of the very animals he thought he was going to control.
Oh, imagine your biggest tourist advertising campaign having a shrimp on a barbie.
Imagine listening to music advice from a man who wears a gigantic hat.
Imagine one of your best exports of live music being an acronym for electricity.
Oh.
AC/DC? What
is
that?
Oh, I thought you meant Powderfinger, who are not so bad.
Australia, you have no culture. Australia, what are you? Australia, you have no culture. So count your kangaroo. Australia, you have no culture. Australia, what are you? Australia, you have no culture. So go get in your kangaroo.
Ha 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 ha!
Oh, what the heck, Dazza?
What's wrong, Bezza?
I just bloody heard the weirdest thing from my thong.
Oh, what?
Yeah, like a crackly sort of... Oh, I'll just...
I think it's Triple M, mate. You're picking up Triple M.
Nah, sounds too Russian. Listen to this.
Okay. Borscht.
What? They're bloody telling us to go get in a kangaroo. God damn it. I bet it's Putin himself.
Putin on the Ritz. More like Putin on the shits. Am I right, mate?
They're bloody giving me the shits. That's it. We're taking the subspace boat and we're going straight to Russia. We're going to put bloody... five-finger sandwich in their mouth.
Mate, do you reckon it's ready? Do you reckon we can really go underwater?
This thing's never going into space. Let's face it. We know our way around the water. I bloody drank 10 litres of the ocean every day when I was growing up.
It's true, mate. They had to resuscitate you numerous times.
And I still didn't learn because I'm that bloody Aussie.
Yeah. Well, it's the life of a surfer for you.
Water's in my blood, literally. I'm 70% water.
Salt water. You're so dehydrated.
I'm thirsty all the time. Chuck me another tinny, will you, Bazza? Dazza.
Listen, you know, Bazza, that I'll always be there for you, mate, you know.
Great, strap in.
Yeah, but I don't know, mate. Going and taking on the Russians, doesn't that feel like, you know, a pretty big task? I mean, we've got the BSB ball later and, you know, I want it to look all good for Cheryl. I feel like going over and having a Barney with some Russians, I might get all scruffed up.
Have you heard how beautiful Russian women are?
You're more beautiful than Cheryl?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what?
Oh, yeah.
Well...
They've got hair. Down to their knees, they got eyes that love to please and a way that's sure to tease your manhood.
Whoa.
They got legs that go for days.
No
they
way.
Don't even say good day. They just take one look that way and they're yours.
Sounds sexy.
I'm in a rush to meet a Russian gal. I'm in a reet to make a Russian pal. I'm in a rush to meet a Russian gal. I'm in a rush to meet a Russian gal. I'm in a rush to make a Russian pal. I'm in a rush to meet a Russian gal. What else have you heard about?
I've heard that in winter they wear really fluffy coats.
Oh, yeah.
And they look so defined.
And women don't have the vote.
That's right. They go to the Red Square and they sing Hello Boys.
And they know how to play with all those Russians.
Oh, yes, they do.
I'm in a rush to meet a Russian girl. To a rush to make a Russian pal. I'm a rush to meet a Russian girl. I'm in a rush to meet a Russian gal. I'm in a rush to make a Russian pal. I'm in a rush to meet a Russian girl. I'm telling you, they're so nice. They're kind of odd though, but every one of them looks just like a model.
They're kind of odd. They are quite nice though, and their cheeks go ruby red when they're in the snow.
I'm in a rush to meet a Russian pal, a rush to make a Russian pal. I'm in a rush to meet a Russian gal. I'm in a rush to meet a Russian gal. I'm in a rush to make a Russian pal. I'm in a rush to meet a Russian gal.
A mushroom pal?
I'm in a rush to meet a Russian gal. I'm in a rush to make a Russian pal. I'm in a rush to meet a Russian gal. I'm in a rush to meet a Russian gal. I'm in a rush to make a Russian pal. I'm in a rush to make a Russian gal. And I tell you, I'm going to Russia right now to the submarine.
I've just unlocked it.
Can you bloody wind down the window, mate?
No, Bazza.
It's scorching in here. Oh, Perth Fringe. We sold out opening weekend, won a weekly Best Comedy Award. I want to go back.
Emma, but what are you talking about? We've got two more seasons coming up.
Oh, yeah, we got
comedy festivals. That starts March 28th in Melbourne.
Yep, and for the first time ever, we're performing at...
Drumroll, please.
Acme! Yeah. In Fed Square.
That's going to be so cool. Oh, wait, wait, you mentioned the second season.
Uh-huh, our debut season in Brisbane.
Oh, yes. So, listeners, I'm not from Brisbane. I don't even know anyone who lives there. But if you live there, or if you know someone who does, or you've ever been to Brisbane, spread the word and get people along to Brisbane Comedy Festival, which is in May. Two shows only.
Mm-hmm, so we better get to work.
What a natural exchange of dialogue this has been.
Indubitably. Yes.
Ding bloody dong.
Oh, Boris, could you get the door? I'm too busy reading this Dostoevsky.
Oh, I suppose. Okay, standing up.
Hello, it's bloody Deliveroo here, and I've got a knuckle sandwich with your name on it. Bam!
Oh, my nose!
Haha, suck it, stupid Ruskies.
Oh, mate, you shouldn't have done that.
What?
That's me ex.
What?
Yeah.
Ouch!
Wait.
Oh my goodness.
You didn't care about Russian girls because you're gay?
Yeah, well.
You never told me.
Cat's out of the bag now.
Is it because of all my bigoted views that you didn't trust me?
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, mate. I just sometimes have a short fuse, but we're mates.
Well, thanks for understanding, but
Sorry for punching your ex, but they are a dirty Rusky. How could you?
G'day, Boris.
Hello. Hello, Daza. It has been a long time.
Yeah.
Am I bleeding?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, mate. Here's a tampon I found floating in the Yarra.
Thank you. I'll tell you what, sir. That was most amazing knuckle sandwich I have ever received.
Oh, that's so kind of you to say. I once fought off a shark with this, so I think that's two bloody enemies that would agree.
That is most impressive. I am Boris.
Oh.
Lovely to meet you, sir.
Oh, well, I guess I could bloody shake your hand. That's not such a big...
Oh, my... You are right-handed and you caught me with left hand?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I am left-handed. I just shake with my right. It's a convention in Australia. We all shake with our right hand.
What is doing here, Australian? Oh.
What?
What?
I hear what? Australian accent.
Who's this? Bloody beauty.
My name is Nadia.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, Nadia. I'll shake you by the bloody fetlocks.
I don't...
Oh, look, Nadia, fair enough. Look, I can vouch for these guys. He just gave me best knuckle sandwich of my life.
Well, mate, you're awfully understanding. I mean, everything we hear about you in the bloody, you know, Nine News and Seven News and Fox bloody news is all very negative.
Oh, fake news. They only show you what they want you to see.
Well, you'll have to convince me a bit harder than that. We're mad at you for beating us into space.
Oh, okay. That is understandable. Sorry, we're working on tight schedule and, you know, working under a lot of pressure.
Oh, you're bloody telling me. How about those bigwigs at NASA, Daza?
Oh, yeah, bloody bigwigs, yeah.
It can be very difficult to work under very tyrannic boss,
Absolutely.
Yeah, we've actually got a pretty mean boss, don't we? Yeah, Big Kev.
Yeah, Big Kev.
Big Kev sounds
knockoffs.
When he's excited, he thinks we all bloody have to be excited.
I know, right? We try to get knockoffs for 4 p.m. on a Friday, and he's like, nope, boys, you gotta go until 5.
I just hope he dies
Dictator
of heart failure one day soon.
Dictator Kev. I bet Dictator Kev give weak knuckle sandwich.
Oh, bloody oath he does.
Can't fight his way out of a paper bag.
One time he made a joke, and he bloody gave me, you know, a punch on the shoulder. That should hurt.
Oh,
but nah, it's just like a playful little jab.
No, it off, didn't we? Yeah.
No, you cannot respect a man without strong
knuckles. Boris, what is happening here? I feel like you are siding with the Australians. Did we not just sing a song about how much we hate them?
And we bloody heard that, by the way. It was very insulting.
Boris, did you put the two-way bugs into the thong?
Look, that is my bad. That's on me, guys. Sorry.
It's probably the bloody millennium bug. Don't worry. It happened to us as well. We had to set all our bloody clocks. We didn't have daylight saving for 5 years, and they still don't have it in Perth.
Oh, wow. Do we have daylight savings?
Do you even have daylight over here?
Sometimes we don't.
Yes, we have it between the hours of 11 a.m. and 12 p.m.
Of course. Yes.
But your summers must be nice and long.
Yes, they go from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m.
You would look so beautiful in a bikini. Nadia, was it?
Duh.
I'd love to take you back to one of our beaches, Cottesloe.
Well, they're soldier. Okay, slow down. We'll get there step by step.
Well, just, I mean, surely you've got some bloody Russian delights you'd love to tell us about or show us or take someone out on a date, maybe?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, Nadia, how about we show our new Australian friends all the brilliant things about Russia?
Okay. But on your head be it, Boris.
That's fine. It'll be great, Nadia. You'll see. Let's all go together and walk through Russia and show all the fabulous things that our beautiful country has to offer.
Yeah, we'll all talk about our feelings while the scenescape passes us by.
Well, if we're going to do this, we better do this with vodka. Stolichnaya?
What? Bloody vodka? That's a disgusting drink. We get absolute dog swill in Australia.
But it's made out of potatoes.
Oh.
Aren't Australians famously in love with chips?
We do love a good chippy. Give me a swig of that.
Look, 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 look.
Oh, sure. Yum. Yay. I'm feeling warm in my belly. Ooh. I'm feeling hot. I'm feeling hot in my belly. Ooh.
You're feeling hot. Let's get you a little bit cold.
Nice.
Let's go sledding down the childhood hill of old. When Nadia and I were just small kids, we'd slide down in pots without the lids. These are the sights that Russia has. These are the sights that Russia has.
What a sight!
These are the sights that Russia has, and we want to share them with you.
Share them with you. There's also a place in town that will make you smile, not frown. You see, it is a crazy circus. Fancy that. But the only animals performing are cats. True story. These are the sights that Russia has. These are the sights that Russia has. These are the sights that Russia has, and we want to share them with you.
This is a sight like I've never seen before. I look at Nadia and ooh, I want some more. I want to take her to meet my mother back home. I never want to leave this place alone.
And I don't know, but I'm feeling warmer when I look at Bazza. He makes me hot as a sauna. I'd like to take him in and take some leaves and slap him with those leaves.
Oh, these are the sights of Russia.
Oh, what a sight. She is such a delight.
These are the sights that Russia has, and I want to share them with you. One more time. These are the sights that Russia has.
A sight for sore eyes.
These are the sights that Russia has.
What a beautiful delight.
These are the sights that Russia has,
and we want to share them with you. I want to share my life with you, Nadia.
I suppose now we probably just need like an alien invasion. And then we like Australians and Russians need to fight them off.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, Bazza, I've never felt closer to a man in my... What is that? What is that light flickering on and off?
It's the light of my heart beating and flashing for
you,
baby.
No, there is a box. A box behind you is flashing red.
Oh, the subterranean space mobile.
Yes.
The subspace boat.
Oh, my goodness. It's,
warning.
Oh, my God. The system that we designed is working, Dazza.
Oh, my goodness. The system that detects extraterrestrial action?
Yes.
It's a bloody invasion. Warning.
Well, we've got the detection kit. Surely you've got some way of transmitting. We haven't got to that part yet.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yes. We at the Russian space station, we have been working on giant transmitter.
Perfect. Hello, Earthlings. It is I, Quagmore from the planet Splinkle.
Oh, my God.
Quagmore has come to destroy destroy you with his army of alien kittens.
More terrifying kittens I've ever seen. That is so scary. I'm Russian. I've seen terrible things, and yet this is terrifying.
G'day. What is this, g'day? It means good to see you, mate. I hope you have a great day. Well, nobody has ever said that to me before. My cats are completely mute. Listen to them. Exactly. Oh. They're terrible company.
Hey, mate. Looks like you've traveled quite a while. Fancy a beer? Go on, try a good one.
Yeah, disgusting. Oh. This is not strong enough for Quagmire.
Well, how about you try some Stolichnaya vodka here?
Delicious
I pour you a
vodka
shot.
From Russia.
I'm melting. Bloody oath. Does anyone know how to do CPR? Dazza, you're a trained surf life instructor.
Oh, quick. That's right. Go, Dazza.
Get him in the recovery position.
I mean, surely, Boris, you can attest to his mouth-to-mouth.
I absolutely can. Best
honey,
CPR I've ever seen in my life.
I need honey to survive.
That's my anus.
Oh, sorry, mate.
Try higher.
Don't do that without on the first day.
You've brought me back to life with big alien splooge. Thank you, Earth people. If these two nationalities are anything to go by, Earth is a beautiful, united nation. See you in 10 billion years!
Goodbye, comrade.
See you later, mate. Don't let the door hit your ass on the way out.
Bloody. See you later, alligator.
Congratulations, Dazza. Congratulations, Dazza.
Yeah, bloody good on you too. Wow. Yeah, great work.
Bloody, you were amazing wife, future wife. I mean, you didn't say anything, but you just...
I gave him the vodka.
You did.
Oh, that might have complicated
there's a lot
things,
happening
actually,
there.
But thank you.
I'm not quite sure why you gave him mouth-to-mouth when the vodka killed him, but... You Australians work in such funny ways.
Even our bloody enemies deserve a second chance. Isn't that right, Boris?
That is true, Baza.
Put her there.
put her there, son.
You know what? Let's stop invading all these countries. You know the ones I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I do. That is a fantastic idea, Nadia.
Well, you can invade this country because we're open borders from now on.
Oh!
And I'd like to open some borders of my own.
And we will call it Rostralia.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, we thought we were different. We were playing the comparison game.
We thought that we were different, but we were always the bloody same.
Yeah, we thought we were different, but we were also similar.
Thought we were different, we're comrades.
Yes, we are.
Oh,
you mean like the stars and star arenas? Yeah, the lasers of Russian foes.
Yes, that's it.
I didn't realize what you were saying was a bloody hilarious joke.
Well, now you understand, and we understand you too. And maybe we can be bloody red, and you
can be
true blue.
Oh, we've got stars, and we've got stars. You got stars and we got to stars. Stars. Oh, you got stars and we got stars. Oh, you got stars and we got stars. Look, Boris, I'm really sorry that I was so impatient, But I'm glad we're all together. We're United Nations.
Oh, and Baza, I'm so excited to work together. We'll combine our country's space stations, regardless of each country's weather.
Oh, you got stars and we got stars. Oh, you got stars and we got stars. Oh, you got stars and we got stars. Oh, you got stars and we got stars.
Nadia, I've got stars in my eyes.
I've got butterflies.
And it's no big surprise
that you'll now be my guy.
Yes, I will. I'm getting down on one knee. Let this be the wedding of two nations. Our unity.
I give my blessing.
Sorry that I didn't know how to pronounce Saz.
Oh, that was wonderful.
I was like, the first like four times you said it, I was like, okay, is it stars and stars or is it stars and tars? I'm like, am I missing something?
Luckily, Tilly was amazing and on hand to actually write out the word, which then clarified
everything. Very handy, Tilly.
Oh, that's brilliant. I realized I said, yay, like, let's play Russian characters, not knowing a thing about Russian
culture. I was thinking back to Travel Man just the other day. I watched because I'm so in love with Greg Davies, and he was on an episode with Richard Ayoade, and they went to Russia, and they genuinely did go to a cat circus. And then they went to like a sauna where they got like beaten with leaves.
I actually went to Russia in 2016 and had an amazing time. It was great.
Right?
Not Johannesburg. That's a different one. St. Petersburg. The other Berg. Yes. The other great Berg. Is a really cool city. Mozart. Fuck. I think my brain is done. Moscow.
How did Rasputin not come up? Like,
we could have done a Boney M cover. Damn it.
A what?
A Boney M.
What's Boney
I'm
M?
I'm aging myself again. That's it. Well, guys, if only if it was that easy for countries to put down their differences and work together.
Just a quick political disclaimer. We've just come out of a season of Bad Prof where we really pushed the line. But I'm glad that my character, who was quite close-minded, learnt a thing or two.
Yeah, that's what love does.
Yeah, you know? Love and also kindness of strangers and universal cooperation.
Exactly. And the power of a good knuckle sandwich where appropriate.
Exactly. And you know what, you guys, to me, you are both stars.
Cool.
Oh, we got stars and we got stars. Oh, we got stars and we got stars.